psychic Marla Mitchell joins us in the studio to take your calls, give you cold readings, relationship, career readings, whatever, spirit animals, at 1-800-595-2943. How's it going, Marla?
Good morning. It's going good.
Welcome.
Hey, thank you.
So happy birthday to those who have birthdays
today. Happy birthday. Today is the 25th of January.
Yes.
Can't believe it.
I know.
You're just flying
by.
Fast. Yes.
Yes.
And if you are the lucky person with a birthday today, you are in a 9 personal year. And
oh,
you're
boy.
Probably feeling it. Yes. A 9 year is a year of change. That can be change in job, relationships, habits, the way you think. It's the way it works is you have to let go of something to get something new next year in your 1 year, because it goes from 1 to 9 and back to 1 again. So the more clutter you clean out of your life, the more things that you let go of that no longer serve a purpose, relationships, attitudes, that old job, if it's dragging you down, you know, let those things go. Make those changes this year and you will be rewarded next year, because just like when you clean out your closets, you get to go buy new clothes, or when you change and let go of something, it always gets replaced. So this can be a tough year, because if you don't let go of something, the universe will take it from you if you're really supposed to let it go. Mm-hmm. It will almost as if just like, you know, you'll get fired, you'll get laid off, your spouse will want to leave. I mean, so you get plenty of opportunities to make the choice yourself, but if mm-hmm. you don't, and you're supposed to let that go, it will be taken from you. I guarantee it.
Yeah, things will change. I know my 9 year was like last year or two years and a half ago.
Yeah.
And yeah, lots changed. And it was really tough. And at the time, I didn't understand. I had heard of numerology, but really didn't know anything about it. So once I started having you on the air and I learned a little bit about it, I, you know, went back and I'm like, oh my God, it all makes sense. I changed jobs and it was really hard too.
And moved
and so many different things. And then in my 1 year, it's like, you know, things that had kind of started in my 9 year, I revisited them and then let them go. So it definitely carried over.
It carries over because you're still tweaking it in the 1 year. But the 1 year is more blessed because the opportunities fall in your lap.
Yeah, got a new relationship.
Oh, yeah, kind of fell in your lap.
Now I'm dealing with that.
Cool things,
It's really cool.
It's fun. Now, 9 years don't have to be scary. And some 9 years can be more, what's the word, definitive than others. Mm-hmm. Like I've had 9 years where, you know, I got a divorce in 1 9 year, and then another 9 year, I was just all about changing a behavior, like becoming more into meditation, or, you know, I just changed things. But some of them can be pretty kick you in the ass kind of thing.
Yeah, definitely. And even if they are good, like if you do get a divorce in a 9 year, it can still be scary. I mean, no one wants to go through that.
Right.
I mean, they do, but they don't. You know, it just depends on a hard thing to deal with.
Yeah.
So,
but it's if it's supposed to happen, it'll happen, and you have to just work on healing and letting it go and whatever it is.
Definitely.
Yeah.
Woo.
Oh, tough one. So hang in there. You guys are Aquarius right now. We're in Aquarius. So hang in there and just know that whatever you let go of, it will be replaced in a positive way next year.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. 1-800-595-2943. If today is not your birthday, but you want to know more about maybe what year you're in and what that means for you this year, give us a call. Psychic Marla Mitchell on the air. 1-800-595-2943. Readings on relationships, career, relocation, whatever. Cold readings, spirit animals, and more. Or on Facebook, 94.3 The X. 94.3 The X, who's this?
My name is Kathy.
Hi, Kathy. What's your question for Marla?
I just want to know what she saw anything for me for 2017, how it's looking. I'm in my third personal year, and I'm just curious about the upcoming year.
Sure. Okay.
I love it when people call in and say, oh, here's my sign and here's the personal year I'm in. It's like, people are listening. That's great. What is your sign, Kathy?
Taurus.
Okay. I have not pulled any zodiacs. Oh, I just pulled Aquarius. Okay. But you are the Taurus. Okay. So let me look at this here. We have Okay, so the suggestion here is you need to, so drama weakens you. Drama creates a weakened energy field for you. Now, it does for most of us, but they're really right. pointing it out now because there must be some drama going on or drama that you just got through or you're worrying too much or both.
Okay, all of the above, probably.
Okay, because I pull the worry card, the drama card, and the strength card, which means you need to work on strengthening your own inner power. And one of the ways we do that is by not contributing to or participating in drama, okay. whether it's the drama you feel what's going on in the world right now with a new president, or whether it's just the weather change or things going on in your family. You just need to just kind of detach from it, which is that Aquarius card, detach from it and say, not my issue. I can't fix this. I can only work on me, right?
Okay, I know how to do that. Okay,
yeah, and that's true for all of us. You know, we all try to fix other people, and we all make comments and judge others. But really, all we can really do at the end of the day is control our own mind, our own thoughts, and work on ourselves. And so this is what they're saying. You'll be much happier if you bring your energy back in and not participate in the drama. When you do this, you pull the pregnancy card. Now, unless you're wanting to be pregnant,
no.
Okay. Okay. So then the pregnancy card is 9 months or less, you will notice huge changes positive in your life. The more you cut out the drama, the more you quit worrying, because energy flows where the mind goes. The more you change your thoughts to being more hopeful, more grateful, more positive, then you will start noticing a huge change, because I get the Magician card, which is manifestation. And so that's you manifesting your world, your environment, the things that happen to you, your reality. And so if you can change your thoughts, visualize who you want to be this year. Like, you know, it's always good for all of us to kind of look at and say, you know, I want to be the best version of me. What does that look like? Right?
Okay, right.
Visualize that. What would that feel like to be the best version of you as much as possible? And then you visualize it, you imagine it, you feel it, and then you start thinking, well, what can I do today to start improving myself, like staying out of drama or staying out of gossip or, you know, trying to fix everybody, or maybe I'm complaining all the time.
Okay.
Work on those things. You need to have better boundaries is what I'm getting as well. Does that make sense?
Okay, yeah.
No means no.
Okay.
Not, you know, say no and say, well, okay. And then you give
right,
in.
Exactly, yeah.
Because, you know, kids have a way of tricking us, you know. You can say no and then they go, but mom. And so even grown kids, okay. So no means no. And then detach from that drama. And, I just get that you're just going to, the more you put up boundaries, the more you're going to love yourself. And so I guess your theme this year is, stay out of drama, better boundaries, and working on you and setting your sights on a goal, something that you want to change, because you're manifesting like crazy this year.
I noticed that. And I might have a thought, and it just materializes, whether it's positive or negative, because we think negative things, and it's like, oh, wait a minute.
Yeah.
I have this thought, and that's exactly what happened.
Yes.
So I'm seeing that, and I'm thinking, oh, my gosh. So it put me in a little worry.
Yeah.
So I hear about, yes, the worry. And
That is true. You got it. You got it. So just watch your thoughts and then change them as soon as you recognize them.
Okay.
Okay?
Sounds good. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Kathy.
Thanks, Kathy. 94 through the X. Who's this?
Hi, this is Kristen.
Hey, Kristen. What's your question for Marla?
I just am curious about my numerologically what year I'm in.
Oh, okay, Kristen. What's your month and day of birth?
5/22.
Okay, so... Okay, you are in a 1 year. Congratulations,
cool.
Lucky you.
Thank you.
That means you were in a 9 last year, a year of change, okay?
Yeah.
And there may have been lots of change, and it could have been difficult or it could have been easy depending how much you resisted, okay?
Yes.
Now you're in a 1.
Okay.
And so 1 is new beginnings, and that means opportunities will fall in your lap. And you could go looking for them, and you can ask Spirit, is this for my highest good? Because, you know, you might still be questioning, because after a 9 year, sometimes we're kind of a little shaky and not sure of our choices. And then in a 1 year, you can say, well, this looks interesting, or this looks cool, or is this for my highest good? And it's okay to go out and start seeking things and looking for things, signing up for classes or doing all kinds of new things. But more often than not, an opportunity will present itself. Someone will mention something, or you'll have something pop up on your, you know, YouTube screen or something, or Facebook page, and it'll be like, oh, here's a seminar, and then you go take that seminar. But it's a really positive year. One is new beginnings. Do not be afraid to start something new, new relationships, new job, new anything. It's a really, really positive year.
Awesome. That's really affirming.
Cool. Great. Yeah. Thanks for calling, Great. Kristen.
Yeah, thanks,
Thank
Kristen.
Thank you very much.
Have a good one. It's 94 through the X. Who's this?
Hi, this is Marissa.
Hey, Marissa. What's your question for Marla?
So last year, I got in a car accident, and that's how I met my boyfriend.
Well, yay.
So I just want to know, my sign is Taurus, I had a rough year last year, because last year I had a breakup and a miscarriage. Well, in 2015, and then I met my boyfriend in August 2016 in a car accident.
Did you hit him or he hit you?
Some guy and I collided, and he was actually the one behind me and came to see if I was okay.
Aww. Wow, knight in shining armor.
Yeah.
Cool. Well, that's sweet. You know, I'm sorry about the accident, but I'm glad you had someone there, you know, almost like an angel to come and make sure you're okay. So what your question is, do you want to know if 2017 is better, or do you have a specific question?
Actually, will I ever get engaged or married?
Do you want it to be to the current guy? Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay. Can you give me his name or a fake name?
Fake name, let's say Jason.
Jason and Marissa. Okay. Mm-hmm. I'm going to flip cards. I'm also going to just look at you guys on what I do, which is a visual little movie in my head. I use a teeter-totter. And just see if I can get him to propose. Oh, look at the cards. Okay. Let me just look at you too, Jason. You're afraid he won't. You have more fear than you do hope. And I don't know why. Maybe it's the past, because you've had a lot of things that, you know, weren't so great in the last few years happen to you. You may even be thinking, oh, I'm cursed, or oh, I'm such a, you know, bad luck. And don't go there, because what you think goes out and comes back. So you need to start being, you know, thinking more grateful things, like, well, the accident was bad, but I'm so grateful that I met Jason, the boyfriend. Mm-hmm. Okay. So start thinking positive thoughts. It looks like he's waiting for something. It looks like he has a lot of things on his mind. He has a lot of things on his plate right now. There is a chance that it could go into the next stage, the next level. Let me just kind of try something here. Hold on with the cards. Let me go out a little further. And you said you are the Taurus? Is that what you said?
Yes.
Okay, and I did pull Taurus energy. What is his sign? Do you know?
His birthday was last week.
Okay. So he's Capricorn. I pulled Capricorn too. I also have Aquarius. So either one is fine. There's either one, depending on when his birthday is. The 20th is when we go into Aquarius. So there's some drama. So there's something going on. He's letting go, or you're letting go of some drama and some stuff going on. Does that make sense? Do one or both of you have a lot going on?
Yes. He's actually divorced.
Okay.
So.
And that's just still an ongoing issue?
Sometimes.
Are there kids involved?
Just one kid.
Okay, but that's still, it's going to be an ongoing issue for 18 or more years. You understand that, right? Yeah, because you have a child, you know, you're tied to that person for the rest of your life, because there's going to be grandchildren and always going to be connection. So the more they can get along, you know, the better he can get along with his ex, and the more you can be patient with that is helpful. I do show that there's a chance. Now, he's coming off a divorce. This is pretty nasty. I don't know what it was like, but I'm getting some drama and some heavy-duty stuff. The Tower card, the Devil card. It looks kind of heavy duty. But I do show the skepticism is then more on his part. But there's a chance. You got to give him time to heal. You've got to be patient. He's just real skittish. You understand?
Mm-hmm.
He's real skittish. It's just that's what explains what I was seeing on the teeter-totter. I guess if I were you, I would hold on to hope. I would be grateful every day for having a man, this man in my life to love and to cherish. And then if you do want to be married to him specifically, then imagine and visualize and feel what it would feel like to be married. If you just want to be married in general, which may be the best way to go, because we don't know yet if it's him or if he'll get through that because of his lessons, just see yourself, okay, I can do that. I can see you already in a wedding dress getting married. I can't say that it's for sure Jason because of what's going on for him. But if I picture you going out into the future, I can see you in a dress. So you will be married. I am going to say that. Well, I'm 100% certain there, okay?
Okay.
It's just I'm not certain it's Jason yet. So I would suggest you call back in a few months and let's see how it's going. But you will be married someday. How old are you? Can I ask?
I'm 25.
Okay. Before you're 30.
Oh, okay.
Okay. And a lot of girls, women, put that as their, you know, oh, I got to be married by 30 so I can start having babies and blah, 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 blah. And it does feel like before you're 30 or at least right at 29, if not sooner. Okay?
Okay.
Okay, so just keep those positive thoughts going.
Okay.
All right. Thank you, Marissa.
Thanks. And that, you know, is kind of a good segue into what you and I were talking about off the air is manifestation and,
yeah.
You know, manifesting what you want, or, you know, sometimes we manifest things that we don't want.
Exactly. Yeah.
Like your example.
Like
was
the election. Yeah. I had this little epiphany over the weekend that, you know, I've always told everyone listening that, you know, energy flows where the mind goes. Well, the majority of the voters voted for Hillary, right? Mm-hmm. Or at least someone that was other than Trump. Right? They did not want Trump in. And so what happens is the universe heard our thoughts. I don't want Trump. I don't like him. I don't want him. Not my president, right?
Yeah.
And so what we did was we put all this fear out there. Oh my gosh, he can't get elected. We don't want him. And look what happens. Spirit manifests your fear so that they become real.
Mm-hmm.
So the majority of us were thinking we don't want him, and we actually put him in office. Because our fears were, I don't want him. What if he gets in office? He's going to take away our rights, blah, blah, blah. He's going to do this and that. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, if you're mad at someone because they voted for Trump and you didn't, don't be mad, because you may have gone into the voting booths with the same agenda without even knowing it by thinking a fearful thought.
Yeah.
You actually may have also put him in office. So that's why we all have to be united here. And start thinking positive things if we can about Trump.
Yeah.
Like, you know, he's doing the best he can, or, you know, or visualize it. He's going to keep the women's rights, and, you know, just try to think positive, or just think the world is going to come together. All this ugliness is going to unite us all in love, like after 9/11. You know, try to think positive things so that we don't manifest our worst fears.
Right.
Because we are huge manifestors right now.
Yeah. And tell that to the people that didn't even vote at all or couldn't vote.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because there were a lot of younger people.
Millennials didn't vote.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, and even people under 18, you know, who are, you know, influenced by, you know, in some way, one way or another, you know, didn't want Trump.
Yeah.
They definitely, you know, could have contributed to that.
It doesn't do any good to be angry right now. It doesn't.
Yeah.
It just doesn't. You need to see unity and love and peace and joy. And most of the marches we had this past weekend, were positive. You know, most of them were about love and everyone coming together and keeping the rights and not taking away this. But you don't want to go into fear. You want to keep it positive. So
and
that works.
Yeah,
and that brings
the love.
Yeah, can I bring the other segue in? So that brings me to judgments.
Yes.
Okay. We all make judgments. We see someone across the movie theater or the grocery store, and we look at them, we go, oh, we hate it. I mean, and I don't like it, but we all do. We see someone and we judge. Oh, look at her. She's so blah, blah, blah. Oh, look at him. He's such an idiot. Or maybe someone driving crazy on the interstate. And what a asshole. Can I say that?
No. I don't know.
What an a-hole. Excuse me. I'm sorry. So anyway, we make judgments. Now, what you can do is you got to remember judgments go out and come back around. That's negative energy. Mm-hmm. What you put out, you get back. And so if you say something in your mind about somebody like, oh, he's so stupid, then you got to remember it's a mirror effect. So if you add three little words after your judgments, those words are just like me. So if you say he's so stupid, just like me. Mm-hmm. He's such an idiot, just like me. She's so bitchy. Can I say that? Just like me. I don't know if I did.
Yeah, I don't know. There's a fine line.
I'm sorry. She's so grumpy, just like me. So what you're doing then is you're reminding yourself, oh, I'm putting out this negative energy and I'm going to get it back. Mm-hmm. Okay. So then you start thinking positive thoughts. She's really doing the best she can, just like me. He's really cool, just like me. So add those three words after every judgment, positive or negative, and start seeing if it changes your attitude and you start being more positive. Mm-hmm. It works. It really does. It helps you. It helps you pay attention to your thoughts and what you're putting out in the universe.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I apologize for all the cuss words.
Oh, it's okay. It's okay. Yeah. But yeah, no, it totally. And I think at first, when you first start doing that, you're probably going to be like, oh man, I'm so judgmental towards people. And it might not change the way you feel about someone. It's probably not. And that's probably not the purpose of it.
It may not, but it helps you at least pay attention to what you're putting out.
Yeah.
And then you can see how it's coming back to you. Yeah. If you're always wondering why you're getting so much negativity or your boss is always nasty to you or things just aren't working, look at what you're thinking.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm so stupid. I mean, it works for when you judge yourself, too.
Yeah.
Definitely. And so pay attention to that and then try to turn it into something positive. But more often than not, when we judge others, we also do that same judgment to ourselves. And so that's why you say, just like me, so you're more aware of it, so that you change it. Yeah,
for sure.
It works.
For sure. 94 through the end.
That song went fast.
It did go fast. We were getting in a heated little, not a debate, but just talking about
the energy of the world right now.
People are angry. Yeah, you know, when you put out that anger, no matter what side you're on, because we know people who are very liberal but are just nasty about it. You know, if you're going to be nasty to other people are going to be nasty to you as well.
Yes.
No matter what it is, it doesn't have to be political. But if you're nasty to people, and if people are going to unfollow you on Facebook or unfriend you,
it's going to come back on you.
It's going to come back.
It's going to come back.
Yeah,
if you're nasty.
The energy you put out there. 1-800-595-2943 is how you can reach Psychic Marla Mitchell this hour on 94.3 The X, or shoot us a private Facebook message as well, which we do have a Facebook message we'll get to after this call. 94.3 The X, who's this?
This is Nancy.
Hey, Nancy, what's your question for Marla?
I just want to know, if you think you're seeing a sign, how do you know when that good part of that ends? You know what I mean? So if you're seeing a sign, then so what I'm doing is seeing a bunch of new cars, and either the car dealerships have done really well, or there's something new and exciting. But how do you know when that sign comes to fruition? You know what I'm saying?
Okay, so are you asking, how do you know when a sign is a sign, or if it's just your ego? Is that what you're asking?
Well, it could be that too, or I'm just more aware of the whole.
Yeah. Are you looking for a new car?
No.
Okay, but you're seeing a bunch of new cars? That's what you're saying?
Yeah. Yeah.
And so
you see everything with the new stickers on it and stuff like that.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I have been noticing a lot of new cars too, and I'm wondering if it's because they changed the tags on the new cars. You know how they used to have, like, they were that weird, like, handwritten sign, like my car had that. And then it's like all of a sudden in the last few months I've noticed it's all like printed out, and it's like a totally new tag, like new it's not really a license plate, but those temporary tags that they put on the new cars.
Yeah.
And I notice them a lot, and I'm like, is this something that Spirit is telling me, or is it just a new thing?
Okay.
And I think it's just that they've changed it.
That you're noticing it
that
more.
That I'm noticing it more.
It could also be a sign. Okay, so that's a great question. Signs, maybe it's a sign for both of you, because I've not noticed
maybe.
It, that there's new things coming. There's new opportunities. So, you know, we can overanalyze this like crazy because I'm real good at that.
Yeah,
but
me too.
If you start noticing things that you didn't notice before, if there's a common theme, then just say, okay, does that, you know, are there new things coming in my life, or do I need to be more aware of change and new things? And then just kind of let it go. But a lot of questions I get is, well, how do I know if I'm getting a message or if it's just a coincidence or if it's just me wanting it? And the difference is, messages come from our loved ones, our guides, our angels, and they're just messages. There's no drama or fear or urgency or anything behind it. It's just a message, like seeing new tags all the time, right? Mm-hmm. It's just a message. And then it leaves you kind of going, Now, if you get a message and it creates fear or angst or anything like that, or a sense of urgency, then that's not a message. That's your ego talking to you. Okay. I would say the new thing is just maybe you just being more aware, paying more attention, an opportunity maybe coming your way and just allowing you or reminding you just to pay attention.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
Did I answer your question?
I was just curious. So at some point, if I was just going to stop seeing these things, if something, like you say, if it's a message or if it'll just continue, but you don't know what it's related to.
No, other than, you know, I'm just kind of asking. It just feels like keep paying attention because you're noticing something.
Okay.
And so don't go looking for signs.
No.
Just pay attention. It might just be a way of saying, hey, you're paying more attention. Now let's give you something that you've really been wanting or you really need to notice. Okay?
Okay. Sounds good.
Or else, like last week we talked about, maybe you jumped into a parallel or alternative universe and you're seeing something that I'm not seeing.
Yeah, that could be. Maybe those new car tags have always been that way.
Right.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Be more of them. I applaud the... car dealerships were doing so well. But.
Yeah. I'm going to have to start looking now because I have not noticed those. So thanks for the heads up. I'm not paying attention. Thank you.
Right,
thanks, Nancy.
Thank you.
Bye.
Yeah, they're stepping up their game.
I haven't seen it. Now, see, you guys are paying attention. I am not, clearly.
Yeah. And you know, I've also, like, the way that I see signs are, you know, I don't know. I always, you know, kind of feel like something, you know, Spirit's trying to get my attention with something is I see a lot of animals that stand out.
Yeah.
And not just, you know, like, yeah, I notice roadkill. Everyone does. But, you know, like one time there was like a random duck, like a live duck that was like right outside my door. And yeah, it was, you know, at the time I was living near a creek, but like there were no other ducks around and the creek wasn't like right outside my door.
Was it injured?
It was just, no, it was just a duck just hanging out.
Did you look it up?
Yeah, I looked it up and I don't remember what it meant, but I was like, yeah, it kind of made sense at the time. And, you know, I've also had, you know, bats fly right over my car as I'm driving.
Yeah.
And, you know, there was a lot of change going on in my life and it was just... you know, like some kind of affirmation I felt.
Sometimes it's just like I said to the previous caller, Nancy, it's just pay attention.
Yeah.
Or congratulations, you're paying attention. Now let's really get your attention.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Because oftentimes we walk around in a daydream state. You know, we walk around alpha state and we're not looking at anything. And so if you're noticing stuff, way to go.
Yeah.
Because then you're going to notice what you really need to notice.
Right. Well, and then another good example that a lot of people have is the number sequences, which we've talked about before.
Yes.
Where you see the same number, any given number. It could be your date of birth that you see on the time or on a license plate or... wherever.
Yeah, like my favorite's 111 or 1111. In fact, I'm just looking up the one. I dreamt of the number 6,000 last night.
Oh, weird.
And I'm looking up 600, 6,000 right now. What does that mean?
Yeah.
Loving yourself means to hold yourself in the highest esteem. Know that you were endowed with divinity. So it's just about positive thinking.
Yeah.
All is well in your world. So I look up numbers all the time if I dream about them or if I see them repeating.
Yeah. I... some that I haven't really seen any number sequences repeatedly lately, but I on and off I'll see 214 or 1107.
And you looked them up?
I've looked them up. Okay. Like 214, you know, you think of Valentine's Day, and it does, you know, according to, you know, Google searches, it means like love and, you know, has to do with relationships or even self-love and just, you know, it's all positive stuff. Yeah. Whenever you see these, it doesn't mean bad things.
Usually
ever.
Don't give you warnings. Usually the number sequences are validations.
Yeah.
This is what you've been feeling and we're going to help you through this. Or,
or this is the right decision for you.
Right.
Or, you know, or whatever.
It's good.
So, it's all good. So
pay attention.
Yeah. 1-800-595-2943. Psychic Marla Mitchell is in until 9 o'clock. Let's get to this. Let's see. Facebook message. German is looking for a reading, possibly, you know, maybe with a career focus, because he's been feeling a little bit lost.
Okay, good. All right. Does he give a sign at all?
No. Let's see. He's a Cancer.
Got Leo. Oh, I just pulled Cancer. Leo, Cancer, Hangman, Taurus, and Fool. Okay, so a lot of major cards here. And he said his name was German? German?
Yes.
Okay. So I show a lot of courage is being asked of you. I show that this is where you need to be strong. You are on the verge of a new beginning. And you've asked about career mainly. And so I would say get ready to change careers, but not yet. Because Hangman's coming in, and Hangman is, wait, there's still something you need to learn before you change jobs. There's something about yourself that you're not getting, or there's something in the environment at work that you need to pay attention to. It could be about boundaries, standing up for yourself more, not being overly responsible for other people or the situations going on at work. What happens a lot of time to very sensitive people, and since he said he was a Cancer, Cancers are very sensitive. They're a water sign, and they can tend to pick up other people's emotions. And so if this is you and you are sensing the changes at work, and you're feeling responsible and taking the blame inwardly, like, oh, it's my fault if this doesn't work or if she's unhappy, it's not. Only own your own actions. Only own your own emotions and let that go. Dreams do come true. I do see a positive work shifting for the better, but this is really karmic. This guy's work situation is karmic, meaning he has to learn the lesson before the energy shifts to the positive. And so there's something going on, a dynamic at work that is requiring a leap of faith and just a need for change on his part, an attitude change or a mind shift, something like that.
Yeah.
But it looks good. It's just he's going through something that may be very healing and cathartic. Yeah.
Cool. I think that's always
it's true.
Good thing.
Relationships, jobs, oftentimes we wonder why they're so difficult at times. It's because we're learning.
Yeah.
Right? If life was the same every single day, it would be so boring.
Yeah.
And so we actually create our own dramas and our own stuff so that because we get bored, we judge, we create the scenario, and then, all this upheaval comes, and then we learn from it.
Yeah.
And then we can move on or feel better about it.
And through change, you can always become a better person.
Right.
On the other end, which is, you know, that's never a bad thing.
It's never a bad thing.
Yeah.
And this is a good time to do it because we are in APDM.
1-800-595-2943 is how you can reach us.
And we were talking about before the break, all planets in direct motion.
Yes, that's right. What does that mean? I hear good things.
It's awesome.
About it.
Okay. So if you've been listening for the past year and a half, we talk about retrograde and Mercury retrograde.
And how much it sucks.
And it sucks. And so all the planets in our solar system go retrograde. And what that means is that the rotation speed is different than Earth when they go retrograde. And so it appears that they slow down. Mm-hmm. And so the larger planets like Jupiter and Saturn and Neptune, they can be retrograde for months, 6 months, 8 months, 9 months. Okay. Mm-hmm. So it's very, very rare that all the planets are going direct at the same time for any length of time. Normally it's a day or so. Right. And then one of them goes retrograde again for months.
Yeah.
Well, we have a rare occurrence. They're all going direct right now, starting back on January 8th when Mercury's retrograde quit. Everything was in direct motion until February 6th.
And side note, this is all also an astronomy thing. So if you think it's a load of BS, no, it's not. It's astronomy, which is science.
Yes.
And then there's also astrology, which plays into it.
So, yeah, because they do work hand in hand. But this is something that this, you know, that all astronomers know is about retrograde. Mm-hmm. But the astrology part is what beliefs you put behind it, right? That things slow down or things affect our human nature, like the moon and things like that, or solar flares. Well, all the planets being direct means go for it. Mm-hmm. Everything is going full speed ahead, and why shouldn't you? It means there's not anything negative that could hold us back. So if something's happening negative to you right now, it's your own actions more than anything and not the planets affecting us, okay, or affecting you. And so start a new job, apply for a new job, get surgery if you've been holding off on surgery.
Yeah, don't do it during retrograde.
Go dye your hair a fun color. I mean, whatever you want to do. Start something new. If you've been thinking about going back to school, if you've been thinking about changing jobs, getting married, getting engaged, starting to having a baby, it's all good. Or just a new health regime.
Yeah.
Start it because it's blessed and it's lucky and it will help be more fortuitous in making that come true.
Mm-hmm.
It's a really good time right now.
Yeah. Very good time.
Very good time. Yeah. Up through February 6th.
Yeah.
And then something goes retrograde. I'm not sure which. And then not that it's not going to be bad after that. It's just this is such a rare, wide open time. It's like a lucky time for everybody.
Yeah.
It's good.
It's like the purge, except for good things.
Yeah.
Don't kill anyone.
What?
So maybe that's a bad example.
That's a bad example.
but all systems go for good things.
All systems go.
Yeah.
Houston, so we have a go. Let's go. Go to the moon right now, people.
1-800-595-2943. 94.3 The X. Who's this?
Jenny.
Hey, Jenny. What's your question for Marla?
I would like a cold reading.
Okay, sure. For 2017?
Yes.
Okay, all right. Let's see what we get. Okay. Just pulling cards. So far, no astrology. Still there? Nope, I think we lost her.
Yeah, I'm going to drop this, but hopefully Jenny's listening.
Keep listening, Jenny. I do pull the Libra card. Not sure if you're Libra or not. And then I also pull the Cancer card. So for Jenny, we have new beginnings. We have a change crossing the new beginning card, new job card, new money card. So there is definitely a change sitting right on top of you, Jenny, with lots of new opportunities coming your way. It shows in the past that you had a spiritual shift or a change in the last year. Maybe you did more work on a very inner, deep level, but it does show a huge shift or change for you spiritually last year, which is now going to affect you monetarily, money-wise, and health-wise this year. Looks very positive. The biggest thing that you need to work on is ego. Now, we all have an ego, and so it's nothing new. It's just when we make changes like this, our ego is very aware of it, and it will try to trip us up. So it's like two steps forward, one step back. And this is true for anyone that really takes a step towards a more spiritual journey. You will notice your ego coming up out of the woodwork more than normal and tempting you and making you, whether it's judgments like we talked about earlier in the hour, people judging. Just know that your ego will get the best of you and you may have doubts. So don't listen to it. Start thinking positive thoughts. You do have some letting go to do this year. Letting go of your fears, letting go of your worries, continuing to do your practices, whether it's meditation or healing. Lots of good things coming in spiritually. And then a main thing too is balance. put lots of balance in your life, work-life balance. If you're overworking, then make sure you get more time for play. If you're not taking enough time for yourself through meditation and healing and time in nature, then make sure you do that. This could also be a legal card, so there may be something legal in a positive way that's coming your way as well, not just balance. And whatever endeavor this is you're wanting to start this year, the card here is go for it. So just like I said, with all the planets in direct motion right now for 2017, you get that all year. Go for it. Put the pedal to the metal. Focus on your strengths. Don't focus on your weaknesses. Focus on what you want and then go forward with it. It looks really, really good. So it looks like a positive year for Jenny if she can just keep her ego tamed, so to speak. Which we all need to do.
Yes.
Keep our ego in check. Yes.
And sometimes that can be difficult.
Yes.
For sure. 1-800-595-2943 and on Facebook, 94.3DX. Nicole is wondering if you could put her and Chris, the man she's been seeing, on a teeter-totter.
And teeter-totter. All right.
Yes.
I love it.
And also, if it helps, he is a Scorpio. She's an Aries.
Okay. So
if you do cards.
I can do both. Let's see if the cards match what I'm seeing. Initially, I've got Nicole on the left side and Chris on the right side, and I feel Nicole being more grounded, more either you're working more on this relationship or putting more effort into it. You're also more grounded in the relationship. So whatever's going on with Chris, I'm not sure, but I do feel some scattered energy on his side. Even some hesitancy, like fear, possibly that. The cards are showing overcoming odds. I'm seeing what may look to be impossible is possible. So if you guys are going through something difficult, or if Chris specifically is going through something difficult, it will work itself out. It does feel like that you can't fix it, though, Nicole. You can't fix him. I get Hangman and I get, there's a lot going on in this relationship. Holy cow. Scattered energy, Hangman is lessons, wait and see. It just feels like there's a difficult time, especially for Chris. I don't know what is going on for him, but I just feel like he's overwhelmed, or he just can't make up his mind, or there's maybe his past is coming up to haunt him. It just feels difficult. But for Nicole, my suggestion is focus on you. Know what works for you. If you need to put up boundaries with Chris or ask for what you want, then do so. Don't be afraid to say what you're feeling. It just feels like, I don't know if Chris can meet you halfway right now. It just, there's some difficult things going on. But when one of our loved ones or our partner or spouse is going through a rough time, yes, we can be supportive, but we can't fix it for them. This is for everybody. We need to take care of ourselves so that we can stay strong and that we don't get pulled down into the abyss with them. Okay. Mm-hmm. And this is more about Nicole taking care of herself, staying strong, asking for what she needs from Chris. If he's able to give it, great. If he's not, she needs to do that for herself and let Chris figure out his stuff. But it feels kind of dicey right now. I would say there's still hope, but it just feels really difficult. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Now, granted, I don't know what's going on in Chris's life, if there is anything, but I can speak from experience being a fellow Scorpio. I don't know. Maybe that could play into some of it, because, I don't know, sometimes we can be dark and brooding and emotional, and, you know, we don't always lit on what's going on in our heads. So,
you are that way, Molly?
I
love Scorpios.
Yeah. So, and then, you know, also, like, my boyfriend, he's an Aries, and he's always like, yeah, let's take charge. Let's do this. And so I think, you know, because he's the one who has a lot of baggage, and but he's like,
he's
okay
working
about
on it.
Yeah, he's working on it, but he's, you know, moved on so well. So
Scorpios are brooders, but that there's a reason for that, because they're so analytical. They like to go deep and figure out the problem. They make really good researchers.
Yeah.
But Scorpios are, you know, they also have huge hearts, and
they
they're
do.
Very, what's the word? if you're in their world, they will do anything for you. It's the rebirth.
Very loyal.
It's the phoenix out of the ashes, and they're all about change and rebirth and fixing things. So, yeah, this is for, you know, Nicole, that if your boyfriend's making some changes right now, let him go through his metamorphosis. It can be hard to watch or even experience, but he needs to go through this change.
Yeah.
And then he'll come out the other side. Just be patient.
Yeah.
It takes a while sometimes.
Yeah. So it seems impossible, but is possible.
Yeah. Now I have five planets in Scorpio, so...
Oh, man.
I'm considered Scorpio.
You're very Scorpio.
I'm very Scorpio. But hence, that's why I do this for a living.
Yeah.
Because I like to dig deep and find out what's going on with people. And you can't hide it from me.
Yeah.
People come in and see me, and I'm like, I know what's going on under there. So,
yeah.
And I don't mince words, man. If you're hiding something from me, I will tell you what it is.
Oh, man.
And, you know, everyone leaves smiling
and
laughing.
That's such a Scorpio thing to say.
It is.
I know what you're doing, and I will point it out to you.
I do it in a nice way. I've never had anyone leave mad at me. In fact, they're always laughing or crying and happy. But
good.
it's just, you know, I don't put up with crap. And if you're going to lie to me, I'm going to call you on it. So... Yeah. That's what I do.
Yeah.
And that's what helps people heal, because I'm like, okay, here's your crap, you know, here's your stuff, and here's what you got to work on.
Yeah.
And if you don't know what your stuff is, I'll tell you.
Oh, man.
Yeah, my husband loves me.
Oh, I bet. I bet.
Can't hide anything.
He does.
And he does a lot of work.
Well, if people want to get in touch with you and have their secrets revealed in a good, positive way.
In a positive way. I always put it positively. Right.
How can they get in touch with you off the air, Marla?
I almost said 1-800-595-2900.
I mean, Wednesdays at 8 o'clock, yes.
Okay. What's my number? 970-223-3457. Or MarlaMitchell.com is my website.
Right. And you can sign up on there, too.
You can sign up on my website. If you can't get hold of me on the phone because I'm very busy and I'm with clients all day long and you don't want to leave a message, just go through my website, sign up on the contact page, you know, what you're wanting, how long you want, and then I'll get the email and respond that way, too.
Perfect. So. And your phone number is up online as well.
Absolutely.
In case people forget. And you don't text it.
You can't text people. It's a landline. Sorry. So I get a lot of people, oh, I texted.
Oh, yeah.
Well, I didn't get it. Yep.
Get back to you. MarlaMitchell.com. Oh, wow.
We're losing it today.
Yeah, we are losing it. And we'll see you next week, Marla.
I'll be here.
All right. See ya.
Bye.